What is a good activity for Atlantans who may be feeling a bit overfed the day after Thanksgiving?
The High Museum might have some good events for you on Friday. Kids 17 and under get into the High for free all day. And they're also holding this event that they're calling Arts and Rec. They're bringing artisans, crafters, and survivalists to the High Museum to demonstrate everything from canning to metal smithing, hide tanning to yarn spinning. So all of these sort of heritage crafts are coming to the High on Friday.
Fantastic idea to coordinate with Go West.
Yeah, so it is a part of that Go West exhibit of American frontier art and artifacts. So there'll be mini workshops, music, and of course, that exhibit itself. And all of this begins at noon at the High Museum on Friday.
Historically, the day after Thanksgiving is the official start of the Christmas decoration season. Now, where can we find great lights?
The Global Winter Wonderland at Turner Field is open. And in terms of a winter light display, this is sort of the whole kit and caboodle and then some. So its main event is a series of these giant illuminated lanterns. But there are also imagined holiday scenes from around the world, including recreations of the Taj Mahal, the Eiffel Tower, Chichen Itza. And there are also rides, there's fair food, and kids can visit with Santa.
Nice.
So the Global Winter Wonderland is up. It runs through January 5th. Tickets range in price from $17 to $25, and kids under 5 get in free.
What happens when you cross the Atlanta Symphony with aerial artists?
You get Cirque de la Symphonie, which means that in addition to all of the orchestra members, there are also aerial flyers, contortionists, dancers, jugglers, balancers, strongmen, and acrobatic feats of wonder set to classical masterpieces and contemporary hits. And the principal pops conductor, Michael Krajewski, will be leading the ASO as all these sort of high-flying feats take place around them. And that's Friday and Saturday at 8 at Symphony Hall.
If I could work my will, every idiot who goes about with Merry Christmas on his lips should be boiled in his own pudding.
There is no reason to say bah humbug if Chris Kaser is on stage.
You know, there are, of course, a number of Christmas Carol performances around town. But what's interesting here is that it does mark the lead, Chris Kaser's final season playing Scrooge. And he's done that for 20 years.
Wow.
Kaser has told interviewers that he may return yet another season to play a different role, so who knows?
Maybe it will be like Benjamin Button and he'll be Tiny Tim.
Well, we'll have to wait till next year to find out. But in the meantime, the first performance of A Christmas Carol is at the Alliance this Friday. It runs through December 29th.